We've heard this saying in various circles. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. We know what it means, I think. In the search of some particular ideal that is not yet attainable, we might deny ourselves the things that are not only attainable, but also good. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. When it comes to the teachings of our faith, especially the moral teachings, it can sure seem that way. The teachings might seem to make the perfect the enemy of the good. That's because in the moral life especially, the church teaches the ideal. It's the ideal Christian life lived no matter one's circumstances in life, married, single, clergy, or religious. And it's no wonder that we struggle with at least a few church teachings. They seem to call more from us than we can possibly do, at least for the present moment. But then there's the flip side. It's the risk of avoiding the ideal altogether. It's a kind of acquiescence to our current station in life, especially in our call to love as God loves. And with it, there's the opposite danger. We start selling ourselves short. And it's not that we mean to, but in effect, we begin to treat ourselves in the spiritual life almost as second-class citizens. But we're not. Sainthood is not only for the saints, it's for all of us. And that's because we are gifted and graced at all times to go beyond what we ourselves ever thought capable. Maybe you saw the story of the young woman named Cassidy Hooper in Charlotte, North Carolina. She was born with severe and very rare congenital disorders. By that I mean born not simply without eyesight, but without eyes. And there were other facial abnormalities. You might think she had very little potential. She might think she had very little potential. But that's not the case at all. She just graduated from a local community college with an Associates of Arts degree and on her way to a bachelor's. What's more, she's interested in radio broadcasting and maybe down the road in Christian ministry. When asked about the challenges she has faced throughout her lifetime, she said she has lived with just one simple motto. She said, "I don't need easy, I just need possible." Turns out she's not the only one. In the life of faith, we all don't need easy, but we do need possible. We need to know that we are never alone when we are faithful to Jesus' way of life. In fact, we even receive the assurance from Jesus himself that when we keep his word, God makes a home within us. Imagine that. God, a homemaker. Memorial Day honors the men and women who went beyond ordinary human tendencies towards safety and self-preservation. And they succeeded in making the ultimate sacrifices of their lives to preserve the freedoms that we enjoy. As we offer our lives with Christ at God's altar, we ask that we might strive towards the ideals of Christian faith, but always mindful that the perfect is never the enemy of the good, and that God is pleased at our every effort to love him and to serve him in one another.